mainstream commercial hip-hop can have a lot of references to sex and to drugs. So some parents and educators try to steer their kids away from rap culture. But the MCs behind a nonprofit called Hip Hop for Change, they do the opposite. They bring rap music into the classroom and try to focus on the music's roots of self-expression and highlighting injustice. Alyssa Greenberg reports.
All right, y'all, let's give it like 30 more seconds and back to seats and let's get back into it.
It's Friday morning at Lighthouse Charter School in East Oakland, and the kids in Ms. Baumert's ninth grade class have a visitor.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Excellent. It's kind of early for me. I had to get up real early, but we're going to keep it moving. I hope everybody's doing good. My name is Malik Diamond. I am the education coordinator for Hip Hop for Change.
Diamond is at Lighthouse to teach a lesson about the wisdom of hip hop. Not just the music, but also the history, culture, and community.
Because I heard the change in the music. You used to hear all kind of stuff. You used to be... Queen Latifah used to be on the radio singing about like domestic abuse and sexism and all this kind of stuff. Like, I grew up with that. And then suddenly it was like, how many licks? You know?
Hip Hop for Change has been around since April 2014. It was the brainchild of Oakland MC Coffrey J. I caught up with him outside a cafe one night to talk about what hip-hop looks like outside of bling, materialism, and guns.
But, you know, most of the rappers I know here in the Bay are activists and educators. I know a principal. I got people rapping about vegan hip-hop movements and stuff like that.
Jay grew up in a rough area of San Francisco's Hunters Point. He wants to teach kids in similar circumstances that there is more to life than what they hear on the radio.
And so I started rapping from a young age when I was looking up to these cats that I saw, you know, in the radio, saw on TV. Some of my big cousins who weren't doing the most savory things. And that's what I was rapping about. I was rapping about having cars and girls and money, and I was broke and had a fast pass for the bus and no girls liked me.
These days, he sees rap as a powerful tool for showing kids that their lives could look a lot of different ways. On stage, he rhymes about education, racism, and inequality. Ecosystem where we go to listen to music pushed by men who profit if we go to prison. They pushing propaganda now to keep the peace from me. They cut education, now we go dummy. So hungry, clothes bummy, and no money.
Now, let me ask you this question, and I'm being completely serious.
Back at Lighthouse Charter, Malik Diamond spends the workshop talking about those same topics.
Interesting. What else are they talking about on these songs that you hear on the radio? Drugs, money, bling. Hold on, did somebody say sex?
Yes, that
hold on now. Are they talking about sex with my partner that I love and I have a bond with? And I saw a finger shaking. What kind of sex are they talking about?
Diamond takes the kids through a whirlwind history of hip-hop, starting in the South Bronx with Kool Herc breaking beats and throwing in lessons about media conglomerates, private prisons, and respecting women. But, along the way, he challenges them to think differently about the music they listen to.
So, music is a reflection of culture, right? If these are my values, guns, gangs, money, partying, drugs, where am I going to end up? Jail, the street, where else? Dead. Cemetery, absolutely.
And I want kids to see role models that are activists.
Again, Coffrey J.
I want our kids to see hip-hop lawyers and hip-hop doctors and hip-hop teachers and hip-hop nonprofit directors. And think that, you know, I can do this. I can be hip-hop and I can express myself in a positive way because my community shows me that.
After 2 years of Jay's hard work, Hip Hop for Change has 14 employees. It produces between 6 and 10 shows per year and visits about 4 schools a month to teach hip-hop history, emceeing, breaking, and graffiti. Jay says he can see the change in students right away.
When kids, you know, start breakdancing, now they're all of a sudden worried about health and like doing push-ups and stuff or whatnot. You give a kid a pen and now they're now worried about saying something important. Expression leads people to who they are, what they want to do. It creates leaders.
The next step for Hip Hop for Change is a community center. They're raising money to create what Jay says will be a stable platform for local hip-hop. He imagines a drop-in center with a free recording studio that would do more to reinforce his message of strength in community. For now, though, he's relying on his program and his music to get that message across.
Hip-hop for changing the game of education. When it's flip-flop, the name to contain the sensation. We gonna change the system, coming with some instigation. From sedition to institutions that's mucking up the nation. Erasing the beauty, replace it with booty, hot chicks and jewelry.
Little for Cross Currents, I'm Alyssa Greenberg.
Taking it back, cause rap is not just a movie with a side of evil. Real rap empowers my people. Yeah.